The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's remember what the Warriors were 3 years ago. The Warriors were essentially the Sacramento Kings.
But that's not what they are now. When you have success, you create that kind of divide. They get a ton of love, man. They're just like what the Lakers were when the Lakers were winning in terms of who loves them and who hates them.
That's sports now. If you accomplish something, people are going to hate on you for it.
Well, that's life. Anytime you accomplish something, people want to tear you down. You know, we build people up, and then hopefully we tear them down so that they fail. And then once they fail, they get redemption. At what point is Johnny partying no longer a story?
People want to
see. He's a Kardashian, is what he is.
Exactly.
He is a football Kardashian.
None of you can drive by the big major accident where there's fire and dead bodies being pulled out. None of you can drive by that and keep your eyes straight ahead. You make fun of other people and you're like, oh, these sons of bitches, they're the reason. But when it's your turn to pass, you always look out that window just to see.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. Put your comments on visitor posters. Also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776. And we are at the Christian's Tailgate downtown. It's at 1012 Congress Avenue at the corner of Congress and Fannin. Can't miss it. It's new. It's exciting. It is huge. And if you're going to the Astros game, you probably already ought to be there. But if you're not going to the Astros game and you're going to just hang out here and watch, this is your place to do it. Lots of great TVs. I mean, there's not a bad place to watch here. They have a nice setup outside. And 50-cent wings on Mondays. How about that?
That's a good deal.
That is a great deal. And their wings are very good. I think we were here 2 weeks ago on Sunday and came in and got the wings. Highly recommend for 50 cents a pop.
Absolutely.
So, I'll save the hockey stuff for playoff day, but this is a pretty amazing streak. The Red Wings snuck into the playoffs. 25 years in a row, the Detroit Red Wings have made the playoffs.
What an unbelievable streak.
The last time they failed to make them, I always love these lists of what things were at the time. Time Magazine's Man of the Year, George H. Bush.
Wow.
So it was two Bushes ago. Michael Jordan was still playing. The first Home Alone came out.
Sweet.
Colorado was a good football team in college football. Playing for national championships. Minimum wage, $4.25.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
12 players on the current Red Wings roster had not been born yet. At the time, there were still two different Germanys. And believe it or not, Jaromir Jagr was still a professional hockey player.
Of course he was.
MC Hammer released You Can't Touch This.
Can't touch this. John, let's play out this segment with that.
So just a few little facts about 25 years in the playoffs. That's a damn good run.
25 years in the playoffs. Since then, since the last time they missed the playoffs, and I'm not like a genius, so I didn't know this, but I saw someone else put up this stat. What team has been to the playoffs the second most in that time?
I would guess, probably wrongly, so I'd guess, the Penguins were bad for a while there, so it wouldn't be them.
Not the Penguins, not the Blackhawks.
Gotta be the Canadians.
Not the Canadians. The Philadelphia Flyers.
Good guess, Also got into the playoffs.
If I'm not mistaken, can you give me a count on how many cups they've won in that time?
As many as I have.
Okay.
Actually, that's not fair because on my Xbox game, I've won quite a few.
Yeah, you're a champ. You're an Xbox champ.
Even once playing as the Flyers. So, none. They have reached the finals. Just haven't been able to win it. Yeah, that I wouldn't have guessed that. They also got in. I'll tell you what, depending on what kind of price you can get on the Red Wings against the Lightning, I'd look real long and hard at taking the Red Wings to win that series. Lightning lost Stamkos. They lost their second-best defenseman. Tyler Johnson got banged up on the last day. I think there's a real good chance that the Red Wings win that series.
Unfortunately, you probably won't get a super great price because they're called the Red Wings.
Yeah, but
which is going to hurt.
But you also have a team that just made it to the Stanley Cup Finals last year and is going to be favored in that series. So, actually, I should check those numbers. I will at some point. Okay. More Britain stuff. British Psychological Society. How many of these habits are you guilty of? These are the 18 creepiest human habits. All right? Odd or dirty clothes?
Odd or dirty clothes? What's odd clothes?
Just, I'm guessing like stuff with holes in it and things like that.
No.
Okay, me either. Pale skin.
Yes.
You're definitely pale skin. Bags under eyes.
Typically.
Unkempt team, hair, you're
team,
safe on.
Team no sleep, by the way. Mm.
Unkempt hair.
That's no, I'm good on
that's
that.
Fletcher, though. Steering conversation toward one topic, especially sex.
No.
Okay. Asking to take a picture of you. That's a creepy habit.
Can I ask to take a picture of other people?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not unless they're like hyper famous. Greasy hair. Again, you're safe.
Safe on that.
Okay, here's one that I hate. Standing too close.
I'm not into that.
I hate people who stand too close
to
you.
I'm all about that personal space.
Yeah, that and touching. I don't know if this is on the list. Touching person who touches you while they're talking. I hate that. That's, you know, I just, one of these days, I hope I have leprosy so when they touch me, they get leprosy.
Like your Rogue from the X-Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Make their hand kind of.
Like if you touch me, you die unless you happen to be Wolverine. And then it sucks really bad for you that you touched me.
Yeah, I don't think they need to cool, die. Right? I just want to see their hand kind of cripple up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
shrivel to be like the guy from Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Where his hand's all mangled.
Peculiar.
Take the little one.
Peculiar smile. I don't like creepy smile guy either.
You'd have to be the judge on that.
There's some people that have that weird smile. You look at them and they look like a serial killer. They're smiling like Fletcher does. That's what I'm saying. It's funny, and then they get that look on their face, and the eyes don't match the smile. The eyes are saying, "I want to chop you up and put you in a bag and wear your clothes, where your skin is closed," and the smile is saying, "Hi." So yeah, that freaks me out. Here's another one I don't like: bulging eyes.
No,
that's very creepy. Okay, I don't know how this makes the list. Having a mental illness. How does that make you creepy? That's an illness.
I don't know.
Long fingers.
I do have somewhat long fingers. I don't think they're abnormally long compared to the rest of my hand, though.
You know what I would...
So, I just have pretty big hands. So, but it's I feel like if your fingers are way longer than the palm part of your hand, that's creepy.
Yeah.
But mine are, they're pretty standard, I think.
I will go with long fingernails creep me out. Like women who grow those really long ones where they look like, you know, crabs or something.
Yeah.
That freaks me out. Licking lips frequently.
No.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Laughing at odd times.
No.
Making it impossible to leave without seeming rude to the host.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, you know how this people who every time you try to leave, they make you guilty.
Oh, no. That's definitely not me.
Yeah.
Get out of here while you can, bro.
Okay, this one might be displaying unwanted sexual interest.
Do I display unwanted sexual interest on other people?
Yes.
Of course not, Fred. Does my wife count?
Probably.
Then yes.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes, me too. Guilty as charged.
All the time.
Okay, here's one that does creep me out, being very thin. Like that intern we had on?
Oh, yeah.
That's freaky, right?
Yeah, but I don't do that to other people because I haven't been thin since, like, sixth grade, so.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, but
that's not true.
I'm talking, thin, like Calista Flockhart creepy thin.
Yeah.
Like, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, my senior year of high school, that's what I looked like, Fred. I looked like Calista Flockhart.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get a movie career out of it.
No.
And finally... And you'll have to define this one for me, displaying too much or too little emotion.
Okay. I mean, that's like someone, there's someone who gets really worked up about things and cries, like when their favorite, they see their their favorite baseball player in person. Like, if Craig Biggio walked here and someone cried, that'd be really creepy.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's other people who you tell them their sister died and they just look at you and just kind of shrug. Those are two types of terrifying people, right?
Yeah, because usually if they care that little, that's not a good thing. So, all right. Well, there you go. 18 things. I just thought I would share those with you. The British Psychological Society claims these are the 18th creepiest human habits, and they use some kind of scientific method to figure this out, of all things.
All right. I'm probably at least 12% creepy, 9 to 12%.
I'm glad the pale skin is on there because I don't really have that.
No.
So I have one thing that I avoided. Everything else, eh. Don't have bulging eyes.
No.
I'm pretty creepy, though.
You're creepy.
Eh. I accept it, though. I embrace my outer creepiness. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fight going.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Christian's, and we've got a couple segments to hang out with us before you head over to the game. So come on out here. We are at Christian's Tailgate downtown. Terrific place to watch the game. Parking is cheaper down here. You can walk down to the game, come back afterwards, drink some more, or just get some of the 50-cent wings. And if you live down here, they also have a dog-friendly patio. As a matter of fact, my dog is outside right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Derby's here, too.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That was too easy.
713-780-ESPN
if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Eugene was asking about the creep list, so I went ahead and tweeted that out. So Dustin says Rich Lord should be number 19. I think he'd be higher on that list. I think he'd be like one or two. So
before Rich Lord.
Yeah, well. Soccer Bilal says, you want to talk about personal space? Saturday, I'm flying back from Abu Dhabi, and I could feel the gut of the guy behind me as we were going through airport security.
Ugh. Gross.
That is gross. Hey, dude, he was probably trying to pick you up. That's usually how it works. Yeah, grayscale for the touch talkers. That's what they need.
That'd be good. Mm. That's really gross, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to wish that on people.
Someone asked if we're going to do the draft show in Beaumont this year. I don't know when we're getting back to Beaumont, guys. That's it's an expensive trip.
It's a touchy subject.
So I'd love to get back over there. We love you guys, but what I would suggest is you go to your bar and tell them to contact our ad folks, and you know, be prepared to shell out a few bucks, and we'll get over there. Robert wants to know if you're excited about Suicide Squad at all.
I am. Yeah. Now, did you see the trailer?
I did.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. I'm kind of iffy on it, but you know how I am with all these. I'm iffy at first, and then I get excited as it gets closer.
But you still haven't watched Batman vs. Superman.
No, but I'm gonna take my kids this weekend. I've been waiting for them to be available, so
okay.
I will definitely go do that. 713-780-ESPN, and you know what? We have something to give away.
What do we have to give away, Fred?
We have...
Tell them what they've won.
They haven't won it yet.
Tell them what they can win.
But how about 6 tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves? 6 tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves Craft Beer and Music Festival this Saturday at the House of Blues. Kick off Houston Beer Week with over 25 craft beers and rare releases, 12 local bands on 3 stages, chef-inspired pub food pairing, and more. The ticket gets you into the music hall, Crossroads at House of Blues, and the Foundation Room. To get tickets or more information, log on to houseofblues.com. You must be 21 to win. This is correct. We're actually giving away 6 of these. So I don't even have 5 friends I could take. So you better have friends if you're going to call in. Caller 15 at 713-780-ESPN. Congratulations. Actually sounds like fun. Think I can get some of those tickets?
I'm sure you could. If we're giving away six to one person, that means we probably got a few that we could give away.
Yeah, because I would love to. I'd love to go check that out. Always cool when it's walking distance. 832 asks, how do you guys feel about Daredevil on Netflix? I have not watched it yet. It's kind of in my list of things to do, but I've got so many shows going on right now, and Game of Thrones is about to start. And with those Netflix ones, that's usually – I wait for those until there's nothing else going on, and then I binge them.
Yeah.
If I like them. And Orphan Black started again, so I'm pretty full on TV right now.
I've been wanting to watch that new season. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah,
it'll happen, though.
Eventually. I think it's pretty well done for Netflix. Mott says, Beaumont's an expensive trip. Gas is only like $1.80 a gallon. No, it's expensive for the bars to have us out there.
Yeah.
Because everybody has to it's hard to explain, but it does cost more than us going somewhere else. And, it would used to be the college there would help sponsor it, but then they got mad at Dave for some reason. I think it had to do with their softball coach.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you want us out there, just...
Yeah, they should just tell them that Dave's gone.
Yeah, well. It's not like we haven't said anything inappropriate over there. I mean...
That's true.
I'm sure we would. So, Astros tonight at Minute Maid, home opener. And so the first few games didn't quite go the way that they would have liked.
No.
Not the best start, but... Long season, and Rosso, on the other hand, are playing very well right now. And, Colin McHugh tonight with his ERA of 135 will go up against
Chris. 135.
135.
Not, yeah, 1.
Not 135.
No.
135.00. Tuesday, Mike Fiers goes. Wednesday, Scott Feldman. And Thursday, Doug Pfister is your starting pitching for the four games here at Minute Maid Park, and Evan Gattis could return at some point during this series. Royals off to a 4-1 start. They swept the Twins and split with the Mets. So the interesting thing about the Royals, here's a stat for you, from our friends at the Chronicle.
All right.
Royals bullpen has allowed 5 runs in 17.2 innings pitched this year.
Not the same squad as they had last year.
4 by Joaquin Soria.
Yeah.
4 of the 5. But anyway, should be an interesting series, and I expect the Astros to get it turned around at some point. And
I don't know if it'll be against
the
best team in baseball from the last 2 years.
You go 2-2 on this, and it's a good homestand, I would say. A lot of people asking, you mentioned the UFC in the first hour, but asking for some more recap on some of the other fights. I know –
I haven't got to watch all the fights yet. I saw I had one of my former training partners fought on the undercard, and I watched it on Fight Pass, and he won a decision. And then I got home and I watched. Well, I saw the highlights of Derek Lewis's fight, on Twitter. And then I got home last night, and I shouldn't have said I watched Banshee first because I did watch that fight before I watched Banshee. And I watched the Junior Dos Santos-Ben Rothwell fight, which was vintage Junior Dos Santos, just a clinic against a guy that has been on a tear. But I haven't watched the rest of the card yet, so because we were floating around cabs and airports and things like that yesterday, so I just haven't had a chance to catch up on it.
It wound up being a pretty long travel day just because of the delay and everything else. But switch to the NFL for a little bit, talking about the draft. Titans, of course, have the number one pick. There does appear, at least to some reports, it's that there are 4 teams seriously considering trying to trade for the top spot. That 4 teams have called Titans general manager John Robinson. The name at the top of the list, the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. What do they want?
Jalen Ramsey.
You think they have to move up to number one to get him?
I don't know, because the Titans have floated it that they're interested in him too, which you know how this stuff goes. I think we've all thought Tunsil was going to be the number one pick, but you can make a pretty good case for Ramsey. And
Titans just cut Michael Griffin this offseason, who's been their safety for, it's got to be like 10 years now. So, yeah, I could see them being in a market.
If I'm the Cowboys, I might.
They're trying to play the Cowboys.
Yeah, though. They're definitely trying to play the Cowboys. And I don't see the Browns trading out because, well, unless they've decided Bob Griffin is their guy.
They can't do that.
That would be a mistake, wouldn't it?
That'd be a mistake.
Other teams that are interested in the number one pick? Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Rumor has it they're absolutely in love with Carson Wentz.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers, which I also would
make sense.
Assume would be a quarterback.
They're looking to trade a bunch of their good players, too. That's a very strange organization.
Yeah. Anthony Davis, for one, they're putting up for sale.
Yep.
Anthony Davis and a one and maybe a two. Does that get you there?
I would think so from where they're at. Yeah.
New York Jets also have inquired.
Well, yeah, Jets obviously needing a quarterback as well.
But that's a big leap from 20-1.
No doubt. And maybe too much of a leap unless you're doing like a Saints Ricky Williams deal.
Well, I guess the other possibility there is they are overloaded on the interior defensive line with some pretty good players.
But we hardly ever see players traded for draft picks, at least like what we would consider to be fair market value.
Right, right.
You know?
The draft pick is always valued more than the player, right. Even though a guy like Wilkerson has already been a really good player in this league. He's not going to be valued as highly as the fifth overall pick.
No.
Which, you know, and not that he would go for a first-round pick anyway, but if you took him and a first, and again, same kind of package, that might be an appealing package, but from 20-1, pretty big jump.
Yep.
I don't know. What is going on with the 49ers, man? That is a
tank mode.
I guess. They don't trade the quarterback. They suddenly want to trade Anthony Davis, who I guess that makes his one-year retirement look more like he just wants to get out of there. And Antoine Bethea also on the blocks.
Yep. All right, guys, spring cleaning. It's that time of year, 2016, spring cleaning. Do you know most carpet cleaning companies will leave your floors dirtier than they found them? Not with dirt-free carpet cleaning. The other guys are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that will trap dirt and allergens that will make your family sick. Call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They've got powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years. They're cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, you name it. They can clean it. Sunday service now available with Dirt-Free. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet. Time to the good old
days when the mama sang us to sleep. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, you can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real. At Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. And basically, if you're going to the game tonight, probably you can come by and have a quick one here. You still got time.
Still have time.
Yeah. Come on by Christian's Tailgate downtown and park down here. It's cheaper. Have your drink here. Go to the game. Walk back afterwards and celebrate an Astros, game. How's that?
Yeah.
Some interesting bowl game news that the NCAA has finally gotten involved here and capped the number of bowl games.
Yeah.
The number is now 41 for the next 3 years, which means you have 82 teams.
Which is still a lot.
That's still too many.
But they were planning on adding three more, which thankfully they're not, even though there was part of me was a little bit excited to think about having a bowl game in Austin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a city that, while not the greatest football fans in the world there. That's a fun city.
It's a good place to visit.
It's a good place to go for it. Like, so if your team struggles to a 6-6 record on the season and you want to get something cool out of it, a trip to Austin ain't bad. A trip to Austin ain't bad.
The big concern was all these 5-7 teams.
Yeah, there's been too many.
And honestly, these are exhibitions anyway. And when you get down to the very bottom level bowls, it basically just gives us something to bet on. I mean, that's all it really is. And yeah, I think you should at least have a 500 record to get in. And the fact that you don't have enough teams that are capable of doing that is a little scary, because as hard as it is to have a great season in college football, 6-6 is not that tough. It really isn't. Especially if you're a big program, because you'll get a couple of cupcakes on there.
Yep.
And you know, even if you're not that good in your conference, you should be able to get to 6-6. And I have mixed feelings about it, because to me, they are just exhibition games. And you know what? If Texas goes to a bowl game at 5-7 in the Bahamas or wherever, well, the kids get a trip out of it. Two of the fans go. It's another game to bet on. Doesn't really bother me, because the result of that game is meaningless. And okay, so you wound up 5-8 instead of 5-7. There's a lot of teams that go in 6-6 and lose and wind up with a losing record.
Yeah.
So I get why they're doing it, but they also, I think they were getting a little embarrassed because of all the more than one 5-7 team. And I think if you snuck one of those in, it's not a big deal. But when you're having to pick from
when there's a pool of 5-7 teams that are like comparing resumes, that ain't good.
Everybody weighing in on what's creepy. Dustin puts the Astros broadcasters on the list.
Okay. Still?
I guess. Well, when Milo was there,
they were top notch.
Yeah. I have to say, I just don't listen to the TV guys. I turn down in the late innings a lot of times. It's just like I do that with a lot of things. If I just don't like what I'm hearing from the announcers, I just turn it down. I've done that a lot with the Astros, and the radio broadcast is unlistenable to me. I've tried. What I wind up doing now, right now, I'll go to MLB and listen.
Right.
While it's on Sirius, but those usually get really good people. But I like hearing the local feed. I just wish it didn't. I don't know. I really want to bag those guys. I just don't think they're very good. And the easy thing to do is turn your dial down. So we now have the Astros pregame on with Brett Dolan, Mike Stanton,
with the Root Sports guys.
The Root Sports guys.
Is this what our commercials playing during Astros games?
I hope it's playing during Astros.
I hope so, because I haven't seen one in forever.
Yeah, I saw.
In fact, I've never seen ours.
I've seen ours once, but I'd like to be sitting here at a place like, I don't know, let's just throw this out, Christian's Tailgate downtown.
Yeah,
watching the game right in front of me. It would be kind of cool to see our commercial on there. I'd be curious if anybody's seen it lately, because I haven't. Usually people, when they see it for the first time, will say, they'll send us a tweet or something. I haven't gotten any of those in a while. I know we're still running their commercials. I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
And this is the home opener, so I think it would be a really cool thing if they were to go ahead and show it. In fact, next break, if you're working at Root Sports and you're listening to the greatest show in the history of the known universe and you want to slide one in there, then we'll know that we have a fan.
There we go.
Hey, I have a follow-up on the Louisiana Tech basketball coach.
Pat Summitt's kid.
Yes, Tyler Summitt.
Tyler. All right.
Yeah, the guy who was banging his point guard, apparently.
Was she a point guard?
Yes.
Okay.
Pomeroy is the alleged
mistress. Too bad. I'd actually hoped that she was like the center and like taller than him.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be funny to me.
But apparently the father of one of the other players, his daughter was one of the rumored names, and it turns out it wasn't her. But they were extremely frustrated on the team with the perceived favoritism
of the chick he was plowing.
Yes.
That makes sense. I could see that being frustrating for the other players. She's getting more playing time because she's banging him.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to shoot the rock? Never mind.
You handle the rock.
Exactly. So she presented to the coaches that some of the girls had confided in her that if things didn't start to change, if some things weren't addressed, they were not going to return to the team. They didn't like the environment at all, and they talked about leaving. and I know for sure Ashley was told there would be adjustments, and it never happened. Risha Moten, mother of junior forward Kevion Moten, said she felt similar frustration while watching Pomeroy during games. She could mess up a million times, and Summit wouldn't take her out. There were so many things where Brooke could do anything she wanted to do and still stay on the court. Brooke had the green light on everything. And just not that this is a factor or anything, but she led Louisiana Tech in minutes played, took the bulk of the team's three-point attempts this season, despite converting just 31% of them. So don't want to say simply because he was tagging her that she was getting to basically do whatever she wanted on the floor.
Yeah.
But basically she was getting to do whatever she wanted on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were doing whatever he wanted on the floor too, but that's a different thing. So you know what? They're probably putting our commercials on when it's like the Dynamo or something. We're not getting the Astros. That's not cool.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. I'm just hopeful if you guys are watching the game tonight, if you see it, let us know. Because I will be watching off and on. I got some other TV to catch up on. So what I usually do is I'll watch some of the game. And then I'll just flip over to the little thing on my phone to keep up with it. And if something happens, I'll flip back and watch to see what happens. This early in the year, I'm not going to be hanging on every pitch. All right. We are going to God's green on both ends of the floor. Yeah. Guess she's a two-way player, huh? Got posted up a lot, I bet. All right. Quick break. One last segment to go here at Christians. And if you're just getting down here now, you probably just want to come in and watch a game here. That would be my suggestion. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, wrapping up a home opener Monday from Christian's Tailgate downtown. The Astros about to take the field and open up 2016, at least in Houston.
I was supposed to get that one-minute warning there. That didn't happen.
I didn't get one either. It's all right. Open up with the Kansas City Royals. But as we always do on Monday, I've got a – well, before we get to the dumbass report.
Wait. Okay. Before we get to the dumbass report, I have – two things.
Oh, well, hell, maybe we don't have time for a dumbass report.
We have time. I mean, this is very quick. But no, you do yours first.
J.J. Watt rumored to be dating Paige VanZant, UFC fighter, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Paige VanZant. I've met Paige VanZant in person several times. She is the size of a sixth grade girl. J.J. Watt would, I mean, it would be like
split her in two.
Yeah. It'd be like a bear mating with a house cat. That should be illegal.
It's not nearly as bad as it was when Shaq was dating that little tiny thing that was like four feet tall.
What's funny is her previous boyfriend is a guy who's been on our show before named Cody Garbrandt, who is a current UFC fighter and a very good one, and is fighting my teammate next month. And so I hope he loses rather soon. But also a very small man, 135 pounds he fights at. I feel like Paige, if I'm Cody Garbrandt and I now look at J.J. Watt with my ex, I know that she was never satisfied with me the way she is by him. It's impossible. J.J. Watt's too massive of a man.
Casey says he's actually seen our commercial a few times recently. So thank you, Casey. Yeah, I don't want that image in my head, but, hey, she's a fighter.
It's true. She's tough.
She's used to rolling around on the mat.
She's tough.
Shouldn't have any problems. Okay, the HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring. Located on Luetta, Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into a fun day with the HD show. Now let's do the dumbass report.
All right. And the music.
Any minute
now. There we go. The First Lady of the state of Florida, Ann Scott, who her husband, by the way, is in, he's in the news all the time, Rick Scott, Governor Rick Scott, controversy all over the place. Well, unfortunately for her, she is now in a controversial situation as well. An embarrassing mix-up led the low-key First Lady to read a passage from a book to fifth graders that described Miami's Biscayne Boulevard in the 60s, complete with descriptions of prostitutes, porno theaters, and drug addicts. So she went to read to children and read to them about that. A Land Remember, which is the book she was reading, Patrick D. Smith's Florida classic. It follows fictional McElveys for three generations as they rise from a poor family that immigrated from Georgia to become wealthy Florida pioneers. Touches on more than a century of Florida history between 1858 and 1968. It's widely taught across the state. But apparently, Scott and her staff didn't know that students usually read a two-volume edition specially edited for young people. She read the full version, meant for adults. Not wise, but the conversation... She said, I bet old Julia Turtle would throw a tissy fit if she could see what this causeway leads to now. She'd probably want her name off it. But the conversation is also peppered with words like bastard, damn it, and son of a bitch. So, did not go well.
How old were these kids?
Fifth graders.
Oh. Well, they've heard it by
then.
Well,
she was reading to them about hookers and drug kingpins.
Yeah, fifth graders know about that stuff now.
Let's go to Louisiana, which is fighting to be the new Florida. 10:40 a.m. on Friday, a Walmart store. A 5-year-old boy was found wandering alone inside the establishment. 7 hours later, his mother returned to the store and was arrested. Shanitra Washington, 32, was booked into East Baton Rouge. Shanitra, I didn't mean to mispronounce that. She was booked on
Mrs. Washington
child desertion after telling authorities she left her child at the store in hopes that someone would find him and take care of him better than she could. And, you know, if you do that, you think, well, maybe she really is a good person and she went home and cried about what she'd done because she just knew it was best for him. But apparently that's not what she did. She went to a nearby apartment and had sex for 7 hours.
7 hours?
And then came back to the store looking for her son. So
wow.
The Department of Children and Family Services is involved, obviously. And... a man in Frankfort, Tennessee, had a strange plan, I guess. A failed plan. Oh, excuse me, Frankfort, Kentucky. He pleaded guilty on Friday to 3 counts of first-degree wanton endangerment for his role in a fake robbery that was part of an elaborate plan for a man he knew who wanted to change his status from scorned boyfriend to superhero. Mark Anthony Byrd was also known to victims in the case, approached the two men and a woman who were sitting inside a vehicle. With his face partially covered, he brandished a handgun and demanded money. However, the victims, being young people sitting in a car listening to rap music late at night, were able to hand over little more than a cell phone and a cigarette lighter. The original first-degree robbery charges were amended to 3 counts of first-degree endangerment under the terms of the plea because Byrd had punched one of the men in the vehicle and pistol-whipped another. Another person who heard the incident and came to help was also pistol whipped. Cleveland said that the scorned boyfriend was injured somewhere in the mix in his effort to appear heroic to his former girlfriend. Nobody was really seriously injured, but they were scared to death. Whether the elaborate hoax to regain the girl worked out is unknown. But Byrd was easily identified as the perpetrator who brandished the handgun and caused great alarm and success. Not wise to try to get your girlfriend back that way.
No.
And that's your dumbass report.
Okay. I had a gem of the day we never got to last week from Florida about a guy who a couple was having consensual sex, and she said something felt weird, and she looked up, and some guy had wandered into the room and just joined in. Total random stranger.
Well,
hey, what are you going to do? Hey, I want to thank Christian's Tailgate for having us out here tonight, and if you're headed to the game at this point, enjoy it. Afterwards, great place to come hang out before or after. It's downtown now, and it's at Fannin and Congress. And the cool thing is it's right here on the corner. It's very easy to find. The parking is a lot cheaper down here than it is down by the park. So come check them out. And we're hopefully going to be out here quite a bit. I know that John and Raheel and Unfiltered will be here tomorrow for game two from 10 a.m. until 2.
All right.
So if you're looking for a lunch spot and you work downtown, it's a really good place for it. This is what sucks. When I used to work downtown, we didn't have any of this. They had like one bar.
Grown up a little, huh?
One place to eat. I would have been getting so trashed every afternoon at lunch because there's so many cool places down here. I would have come down here, gotten some wings, banged back a couple of beers. Nah, most days I probably decide, you know what, I'm not going back to work today.
Yeah.
I've had it with these people.
Work's overrated.
Yeah, well, by my last few months there, if there had been a place like this, I'd been working half a day because I'd just go to lunch and not come back because I was so, at that point, so sick of the whole thing. But it's fun watching downtown grow up, and it's cool seeing this Christians here. And this is my favorite one, man. If you want to come watch a big game out here and you like sitting outside, I mean, they've got a great setup for it. Put the big screen on there with the projection, and it's very cool.
No doubt.
All right. That is going to wrap it up for us.
Enjoy the game, Astros fan.
Yeah, indeed. And Royals fan. We had a few Royals fans.
And Royals fans.
There's no way you're both going to enjoy it.
No. Well, I mean, it could be one of those all-time classic games, but that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything like the last time that these teams played
no.
here. But all right, want to thank John Lee back in studio for keeping us on air. Want to thank Fletcher for keeping us on air out here. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Great job by Christian's Tailgate. A-plus for Christian's Tailgate.
Absolutely. Solid place.
Yeah, very, very good place. Get myself a pretty solid C today for a Monday. Not a bad effort at all.
You've been worse, especially a Monday after a Vegas week.
Yeah.
Strong showing, Falcons.
I'll tell you, that's about the ceiling for me is a C. So I got to say, that was fantastic. All right, we will be back in studio tomorrow. Enjoy your evening. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.